Next, David discusses the effective practice of asking yourself what you are rather than who you are.
Who is going to throw you into another pronoun? If you keep going, I don't know anybody that became enlightened by saying, who am I? What you're looking for is introspection. The quality, one stops being a person and ends up as what sounds like an abstract quality. You are the energy field out of which all of life arises, the infinite field of consciousness itself. Gifted by awareness, what makes the human being different is merely the awareness of content of consciousness. That's the only difference. All things are in the emanation of consciousness. Some are aware and some are not aware. So the gift of being human is you're not only conscious, but you also have awareness. You are aware of what is the content of consciousness. So I think it's more beneficial, instead of saying, who am I, which is going to make you look for another pronoun, because who is a pronoun? You're going to look for another source of definition of the I. What you mean is the what you are. What am I? Am I the observer, the witness? Am I the consciousness? Am I the witness? How do you know what the observer witness is observing and witnessing? Something is aware of the observer witness. Am I that which is aware? Am I that which you are aware of? Am I the watcher or the watched? You see? So when you say, what am I, you end up with what sounds to the intellect and the ego as an abstraction and not an absolute reality. But as you experience it, it is the most real of all realities. That which is the very core and substrate of subjective awareness. How do you know anything? You know it out of subjectivity. All information, all experience boils down to just one bottom line, and that is subjective awareness. How do you know that you are? Because you subjectively are aware that you are. So when you take away all that which is extraneous, you're left with the absolute, and the absolute measure is subjectivity. Without subjectivity, you can't say a thing is objective. What is it that says that something is objective? Why, it's subjectivity that says that. In fact, the ridiculous discourse that goes on in intellectualizations about consciousness and all this kind of thing argues about the validity of the first person subjective. And what do you suppose is arguing in the argument? The first person subjective in the person who is arguing. That's who's telling you. What does the skeptic believe in? He tells you, I don't believe in any of this. But he certainly believes in his own skepticism. So it's the acceptance of the first person subjective as the real decider between what is and what is not. It is really an awareness of perception within oneself, not a perception, but awareness, the capacity to discern. So all things boil down to subjectivity. And what is the source of subjectivity is consciousness itself. And how do you know what's going on in the subjectivity of consciousness itself? And that is awareness. So no matter where you start out, you end up that the final doorway is that of awareness, subjectivity, consciousness itself.